Welcome to the Ella Ringrose podcast. My name is Ella Ringrose. I'm a psychic, a healer, and a YouTuber. I created this podcast as all of my life I felt isolated. I felt very misunderstood and I felt very depressed and anxious. I created this podcast for that girl who was misunderstood, who felt confused, who felt alone. I created that podcast for that girl so that she could realize the light that she actually held to create a life beyond her wildest dream. I created this podcast for all of you people who feel I'd resonate with that, who resonate with the feeling of not feeling enough, not believing in themselves, not trusting themselves. Because through this podcast and through my messaging, I hope to empower you into the greatest version of yourself so that you do believe that you can have it all, that you are enough, that you are loved. On this podcast, you will find that you will be bloomed into self-love, empowerment, and manifestation, and all things spirituality. I don't believe we have to do it alone, which is why I have created Rose Membership, my global platform community, where we grow, evolve, and bloom into the highest version of ourselves so that we can manifest a life beyond our wildest dreams. On this platform, we have monthly ceremonies, 21-day challenges, meditations, premium content, a book club, a global platform page, and so much more. If you feel the call, you can check it out in my show notes. But without further ado, let's get into this podcast, and I really hope you enjoy. I can assure you that you will feel lighter, happier, and more peaceful after listening to this. And if you enjoy, make sure to give it a star rating and also take a screenshot and pop it up in your Instagram story and tag me at Ella Ringrose. I always repost you. Thank you for listening and thank you for being you. Guys, this episode or podcast has probably been the most motivational one I've ever done. And if you are looking for a pick-me-up, empowerment, confidence, listen to this podcast because it will up-level you and uplift you into the highest version of you. I promise you, you're going to want to save this episode. Woo! Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast or the channel if you're watching on YouTube. So today I have a really juicy topic to talk to you about, which is how to live your best life, how to be your best you, how to live out your authentic expression, manifest your dreams, live happily, fall in love with yourself, and be a self-loving person. I'm super excited. So I, this weekend, basically just graduated as a Reiki practitioner. I said to myself, because this was one of the self-love habits for me, where I wanted to bloom and grow in my passion, the things that lit me up. So this year, I'm training to be a shamanic practitioner, which is a yearly study, as well as a shamanic Reiki practitioner. And I'm also doing, I just qualified in cacao ceremonialists and I'm doing level 2 and 3. I also just did my Reiki practitioner level 1. I'm going on to do my level 2. And I've also just become a violet flame Reiki attuner. So I have been learning ways to master myself, master my energy. How can I optimize my life to be the happiest, the healthiest, the most fulfilling person that I know and truly live out in peace? Because I look around at the world, people are not happy, you guys. We are living in an epidemic where people are anxious, they're lonely, they're depressed, they're on their screens, they're pushing each other away, they're looking at everyone else like these superficial, like they're not even looking at other people like we're humans anymore. It's like swipe, it's like scroll. It's just like we're becoming these delusional robots. And I kept seeing this in my meditation where spirit kept showing me like how brainwashed people have become. And it's really our job as one by one people to better ourselves, to fall in love with ourselves, to be an influence of that light, because there are so many people who are living in the darkness in this world, who are stuck, who are lost, or who are confused. And you need to inspire yourself and also be an influence for others. Okay, so that's kind of what I was realizing this week. So the biggest thing I learned from this Reiki course was the bridge between you and everything that you want is yourself. You create your biggest blocks and you're also the one that create those harmonizing experiences. We create every block, okay? And we have to hold our hands up and be responsible for that. The things that we want in our life that we feel we can't have, or those experiences we continue to have over and over and over and over again, we're the ones creating those blocks. We're the ones creating it. And if we don't realize that the only thing getting in our way between the things that we want, that bridge, is ourselves, okay? And so the key core, my secret sauce, I'm telling you, my secret sauce of like how to get anything and that bridge, that difference, is falling in love with yourself. Because if you do not support yourself, if you do not back yourself, if you do not love yourself, no one is going to do that for you. Nobody is going to do that work for you. Nobody is going to build that foundation of that future that you want. Nobody's going to go on the dates for you. Nobody's going to, you know, do your taxes for you. I mean, unless you hire an accountant. But like, you are the bridge between everything you want, and the vibration that will pull you there, that will get you there, is the essence of love. Everything in this divine universe was immaculately created through the essence of love. Right? This is something I ponder on a lot. If you look at our wombs, if you look at your body, okay, even you, if you think of your heart, your organs, the trees, everything is so immaculate. I was even looking at the sky today, and I was looking at the clouds, and the fact, I mean, I live in Ireland, so it rains a lot, and I was looking at the clouds, and they were all gray, and they were moving over the mountains, and I was looking at all the water that's being retained in those clouds to then rain and let go. Like, how strategically, perfectly, immaculately everything is in this universe, in this life. The fact that clouds have their own intelligence to take up water. Trees have their own intelligence. Your organ has it, your kidneys, your liver has its own divine intelligence, right? If you were able to really feel into that loving essence created everything in this world, that is a divine higher power, a divine intelligence, you can connect into that higher divine intelligence and use that to guide you to the bridge of what it is you want. That divine intelligence within your being is love. So you have to really harness your thoughts. You have to be loving in your thoughts. You have to be loving in yourself and being compassionate to yourself. And you have to have faith. You have to have this faith, this elevated vibration of faith, to believe in the things that you want, to believe in yourself, right? And then in this now moment, tuning in to being kind to yourself, being supportive to yourself, being loving to yourself. And that will be the fastest, most effective way to get what it is you want in your life, because you are the one choosing you. Okay? How powerful is that, you guys? That is something that I realize more and more as I've been studying and doing these things that I desire and starting to do live ceremonies and now moving on to do retreats, and eventually I'll be doing public speaking. The only thing that is getting in your way is you. And I had to learn this by letting go of those layers from myself, of allowing myself to go, I am going to devote a year to studying. I'm going to go back. I'm going to really reframe my craft, because I deserve it. How many of you guys want to say, I deserve it? Okay. So that is really cool. And something I've been really learning lately is, again, the bridge to everything you want is loving yourself and believing you can get there. Okay. And it's really interesting, because another thing that came up in my awareness in this course was basically how to live in a higher expression. So there's three ways you can use to live in a higher expression in your life, how to live out your divine truth. So I believe at our core, we all have a higher self. And when we awaken, okay, most people are walking around living off these programs. They're asleep to their trauma. They're asleep to their programs, to their beliefs. They're walking around hating themselves. They're walking around doubting themselves. They're programmed in this tape. Like, I actually see it as a tape recorder that is replaying the same story again and again and again. And they don't realize they have a choice to change that, right? Because we're not taught that in school. We're taught how to do trigonometry and all this crap. Unless you want to be like a certain thing, it's not going to help you. We're not taught this. What we need to be taught is that we have a choice. We have a choice to change that story. And so there is a higher divine intelligence, a higher knowing, which is loving to you, that is kind to you, that is that version of you that is supportive to you. That is your higher expression, your divine truth. And three ways you can use to step into that, to reframe your life, is one, it's to face your fears, you guys. Because when you awaken, you're awakening to this tape recorder. You're awakening to this voice. You're going, what is this voice? Who is this voice? Oh my God, it's the ego. Is there more to life? Oh my God, I have a soul. And then you go through this crazy path. You awaken to that voice, right? So the first step is facing your fears, because you have to realize they are not real. Fear is just this crazy illusion that has been so pumped out into the media, into the masses, into the world. Because if we're in fear and we're putting our attention on all that fear, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And we feel more paralyzed and out of control. And then we go through illness. And then we start taking all this medication that's not helping the root cause, which is what we are telling ourselves at the core. What is that tape recorder? Right? So facing your fears and looking at them head on and really seeing them for what they are, just an illusion, right? You have to face your fears. Take a notebook out, write out your fears and dig deep. Don't be like, I'm afraid to speak my truth. Because deep down, what's that? Like, no, sorry, that's the wrong example. Let's say you are afraid of public speaking. Let's go deeper, right? So if you go deeper, I'm afraid to public speak. What's deeper? I'm afraid people will judge me. What's below that? I'm afraid because I judge myself so immensely. What's below that? I hate myself. So you dig deeper to these fears. Okay, the core wounding or the belief is I hate myself. How can you redirect that to a more affirming, positive belief? Because everything we are thinking and the thoughts we are telling ourselves are affirmations. They're affirming our reality. They're affirming our being. Our body is responding to everything we are thinking. It believes it to be true. And so if you want to live in your highest expression and live out your dreams, live out your life, be a happier, more peaceful life, like your dreams may well be living in a one-bedroom cottage in the forest. And for another person, they want millions and they want this massive mansion. I'm personally steering towards the countryside life, but that's the point. It's like, it's whatever is true to you, you can have when you live in your highest expression. So look at your fears, really face them dead on. Look at them, write them down. And then the second one is, how can I counteract them to be true? Because everything in this universe is going to reflect back what you believe to be true. So you essentially have to look at those fears and then experience them. Go into them. Don't run away from them. Don't shy from them, because that's how people live when they're asleep. They're walking around asleep and living, allowing these fears to guide them. They're not allowing a higher light, a higher power, a more authentic version of you to guide yourself. They're living life from like already doubting everything that's going to happen and then expecting why nothing will change or why they're miserable. Okay, so the second one essentially is, you have to face that fear, because you have to realize that it's not true, because everything you believe is true. Everything you believe is true. Even if the sky is blue and a person goes, that's yellow, it's true for them because that's what they believe. So you have to find a way to redirect those beliefs to be something more positive, to be something more self-loving, something more nourishing, because the world is screaming out for that in this day and age. People are isolated, they're anxious, they're lonely, they're depressed, they're riddled with anxiety, right? They're numbing themselves through everything they can think of. Why? Because at the core base of most humans, it's I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough. And so we have to find ways to prove that that belief is not right, the negative ones, and really reaffirm the truth ones. So you have to experience something that will bounce that back. So if you're afraid of public speaking, go out and speak to people. Yes, the fear may be there, but you did it. And then you'll realize that fear is actually just a little voice in your head, a little man, a little woman sitting on your shoulder, and you can tell it to fuck off. Okay, you can tell it to go away. So that is the second step to living out your highest truth, is facing those fears and then realizing they're not real. And then the third step is essentially, you are holding now what I call from a spiritual awakening, a higher awareness, because you're realizing that fear is not real. And then from that higher awareness, you now have a deeper love for yourself. Because you can tune into that force, your heart, to love yourself, because you realize that voice isn't true. And you can stop letting that narrate your life. You can stop letting that guide your life. And this leads you to more confidence, more empowerment, more self-love, more joy, more abundance, all these different things, because essentially you are choosing to step away from fear and more into love, more into faith, more into higher vibrations, more into that frequency of allowing yourself to believe in yourself. Going back to that child essence that we all are, right? When we're born, we're literally children of God. We're beautiful, beautiful beings. And then we're brought into a world that tells us we're not good enough. We're suppressed. Maybe we're given out to, right? For me, when I grew up in school, I felt I was so dumb. My whole life, I believed I was dumb. I would tell myself this every day, Ella, you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb, because I failed everything. I couldn't retain any of the information because I did not care about what we were learning about. So I dropped out at 17. But guess what? I created a really successful business, right? I dropped out of school. So from societal standards and what we were told, I failed, but I actually succeeded far beyond than some people. And I don't mean that in a rude way, but I'm saying that from a state of realizing that the stories you were told aren't true. You can create your destiny, and you do that through your thoughts, because they're the architect for creating that new life. Because when you go through a spiritual awakening, you have to realize that this is a blessing, because you get to create your reality. So many people don't have that opportunity to realize that truth. They walk around afraid, and they forever will. No matter how much you try and tell this, they're not ready for that. So you awakening, you are blessed to be able to realize that that is your truth. So try these three steps out and let me know what you think, because this is the way to really raising your authentic expression. And actually in the Rose membership, I speak even more about all of this sort of stuff and how to really combat and face those fears head on so that you can reframe them and let go of them forever. Okay, so if you want to check out Rose membership, you can check out in the show notes or the link down below. Okay. Another thing I learned from the Reiki course is the best way to activate self-love, right? You might hear this and go, Ella, I don't need self-love. Every freaking human needs self-love. It is actually, I believe it's the number one thing humanity needs. It's not more money. It's not more health. It's self-love, because that narrates to everything else, right? You have to be your best friend, your lover, your relationship. You have to create an inner monologue that is loving, that is supportive of you. Because the thing I see so many clients doing is they essentially are setting themselves up for failure. And what I mean by this is they are drilling ahead with action, or they want to go towards their dreams, but that inner monologue is telling them every reason they're going to fail, every reason they're not going to be good enough. And when you are creating from that action, right? When I used to do YouTube and I was telling myself I was bad, I was awful, I was this, I was that, the videos did nothing, because that energy that I was putting out to the universe was essentially, I'm not ready, I'm not good enough, I'll never be good enough. And so the universe goes, yes, okay, we'll give you more of that. So when you tune in and you self-love yourself up, so your inner monologue is of vouching for yourself, you have a supportive backbone, right? A higher power. That's why when you go through a spiritual awakening, you awaken to a higher light, right? You're not living from that fear brain, that like brainwashed brain that so many people are instilled with. You're living from a higher power of faith. And you lean back on that faith all the time because you know that's your truth. Okay, so you allow yourself to narrate your life with more love, with more self-love thoughts. Okay, your thoughts are so powerful, right? I've actually noticed how powerful one thought can pull you into a negative emotion. Now, I'm not for resisting emotions. In fact, I'm very much the opposite. But when you are in your present day and you're trying to achieve your dreams, but these thoughts keep bringing you off track, keep going back to a positive one. Keep going back to a loving one. Keep going back to self-soothing, self-kindness. Stop putting yourself in these traumatic, thoughtful experiences, because they're not going to bring you anywhere, and the universe is always listening. That is the best way to self-love, being your own support system, holding your own backbone of faith, trusting yourself, loving yourself, and then watch the miracles unfold. Watch the magic unfold when you start to treat yourself kinder. If I knew this when I was 16, my life would be even more different than it is now. Because when I was 16, I went through this habit of going into the bathroom and picking every piece of my face apart, telling myself I wasn't worthy, I wasn't good enough, because I was failing in school, because I was doing really bad, because I felt really numbed, I felt isolated, I felt very lonely. I would pick everything and then I would tumble down this fear rabbit hole. Like, I'm talking for hours, and it would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, because people don't realize that that's not real. They think this fear illusion is real, but it's not. It's not real. And if I knew that I could just combat it, go back to a loving one, like a ping pong match, right? Like a ping pong, a negative thought, ping it back with a loving one, like ping it back, right? You just keep swapping it back. I wish I knew I could do that, because I didn't even know. I thought my thoughts were me. So ping back with the loving one. And I promise you, the miracles will unfold. You'll start to open up timelines or experiences that are backing the thoughts that you are now predominantly holding and creating in your physical existence, right? This is the best way to activate self-love. And this is something I talk all about in the Rose membership, because I encourage everyone, to do the success morning routine, because it is all about awakening the self-love for self, knowing you are deserving, and then going from that vibration into the world, which is therefore like the magical creational potion recipe, medicine, whatever you want to call it, okay? Because that is the thing. Because the universe is always listening to you. This was something so hard to grasp. And it's not something to be afraid of and think, oh my God, if I'm sad, am I going to be punished? Absolutely not. It's more so the universe is you. So your subconscious mind is always listening to everything you tell it. If you are saying, I am not worthy, you will find every reality experience to validate that belief, and therefore you will not open up doorways to new opportunities. If you are telling yourself, I am not deserving of happiness, or I always have to work and it will have to be a struggle, or I'm never going to get through this, you bet your ass the universe will continue to respond, because we came down here to this world through free will. We have free will to experience this world however way we want, and we have the choice to choose our thoughts. We have the choice of where we go. We have a choice with everything. But so many people want to choose the choice of growing weeds in their brain, right? This is something in the Rose membership I talk about all the time if you want to check it out, because this is the key. You have to understand that we are growing weeds or we are growing roses. You're growing something no matter what. And so many people will prefer to grow weeds because they think it makes them feel safe if they worry and they doubt themselves, because for God forbid something I don't even know why they do it. Honestly, it just makes sense to our brain, but it shouldn't be. But our brain is, or our mind, our body, our soul is always growing something. And for so many people, we're growing weeds. They're growing weeds. But if you can choose to grow roses, you can choose to grow roses in your mind and grow them and bloom them and let them manifest into magical deliciousness. This is something in the Rose membership I talk about. It's my 5-step strategy. 5 steps to miracles. It's a proven transformational system I've used again and again and again to transform my life, my clients' lives, my friends' lives. It's a transformational process that allows you to face these blocks that you are occurring and living out day in, day out. Because if you don't look at them, your life will never change. You can think it will, and you can say like a little positive affirmation, but if you do not get to the core wound, the core block, it will always stay there. Because if you think about a weed growing from the ground, if you cut that weed off and you just go, that looks really pretty and just like nice, you bet your ass the weed is going to grow back in a second. You have to pull the weed out. This is something I talk about in Rose membership a lot, if you want to check it out down below. But that is what I mean by the universe is always listening to you. It is always sending you more of that energy to affirm what you are sending out. So you have to fully trust yourself and love yourself and be like, make a promise with me right now that your main mission from now on is I love myself. Your main mission is that you will back yourself 1,000%. That has to be your number one promise to you. Everything else will fall into place. Everything else will be a guidance. Everything else will open up for you if you do that one thing. When I discovered how powerful self-love was, because I used to be a manifestation teacher, I used to teach manifestation, and I still do technically, but I realized I wasn't coming from a loving place. I was coming from fear of needing this thing and then wondering why things were falling apart. You have to realize you have to love yourself and be the supportful backbone. The universe will support you in a more loving, flowed, easeful way. You have to trust yourself 100% and join Rose membership. Okay, so that is the podcast for today. I really hope you enjoyed and you got some nuggets of inspiration. I was fully channeling and flowing in my power there. My God, I actually felt like there was an energy just channeling through me, and it's finished now. But that is going to be your motivational pep talk. If you ever want to get motivated, listen to this podcast because it will help you. And check out Rose membership in the show notes. I also have 4 free amazing meditations for you if you want to transform your self-love, your abundance situation, your angelic healing, if you want to meet your guardian angel and heal and connect with them and allow them to help you in your life. You can check out those meditations because they are so powerful. And I will see you in next week's podcast. I love you so much. Make sure to pop this on your Instagram story and tag me. I love seeing it, and I will see you next time.